Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive towards first. Tote catches it and steps on first to double up Melillo. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan takes first base on ball four. Schulte moves to third. Blue moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Tate reaches second base with a double. Reagan moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Reagan scores. Tate moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tate who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. McNeely scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Heving and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to second. One out. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kress. Williams scores. Tate moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heving. The throw from Shang to Brannon and they have Heving trapped. The throw over to Blue, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNeely. The throw from Heving and he is safe. McNeely steals second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Schultz strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brannon takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. Heving bunts in front of the plate. Shang fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 2 in the game. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 3 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive towards the mound. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang strikes out. Hebbing drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shang out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Sam Gray. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.